With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Stem cell discovery could lead to better treatments for blindness. Scientists at the University of Southampton have discovered that a region on the front surface of the eye harbors special stem cells that could treat blinding eye conditions. This part of the eye is called the corneal limbus and is a narrow gap lying between the transparent cornea and white sclera. The research published in PLOS One showed that stem cells can be cultured from the corneal limbus in vitro. Under the correct culture conditions, these cells could be directed to behave like the cells needed to see light photoreceptor cells. The loss of photoreceptor cells causes irreversible blindness, and researchers hope that this discovery could lead to new treatment for conditions such as age-related macular degeneration. These cells are readily accessible, and they have surprising plasticity, which makes them an attractive cell source for future therapies. This would help avoid complications with rejection or contamination, because the cells taken from the eye would be returned to the same patient. More research is now needed to develop this approach before the cells are used in patients. Microbes in Central Park soil. If they can make it there, they can make it anywhere. Soil microbes that thrive in the deserts, rainforests, prairies, and forests of the world can also be found living beneath New York City's Central Park, according to a surprising new study led by Colorado State University and the University of Colorado Boulder. The research team analyzed 596 soil samples collected from across Central Park's 843 acres and discovered a stunning diversity of below-ground life, most of which had never been documented before. Only 8.5% to 16.2% of the organisms discovered in the park soils had been previously entered into the existing database that described microbial life. According to the study results published in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B, we found thousands of different organisms, and it was shocking how few have ever been described. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intends. Intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Moderate weekly intake linked to poorer sperm quality in healthy young men. The findings are based on 1,221 Danish men between the ages of 18 and 28, all of whom underwent medical examination to assess their fitness for military service, which is compulsory in Denmark, between 2008 and 2012. As part of their assessment, the military recruits were asked how much alcohol they drank in a week before the medical exam, or recent drinking, whether this was typical or habitual, and how often they binge drank, defined as more than 5 units in one sitting, and how many times they had been drunk in the preceding month. They were also invited to provide a semen sample to check on the quality of their sperm, and a blood sample to check on their levels of reproductive hormones. The analysis showed that after taking account of various influential factors, there was no strong link between sperm quality and either recent alcohol consumption or binge drinking in the preceding month. But drinking alcohol in the preceding week was linked to changes in reproductive hormone levels, with the effects increasingly more noticeable the higher the tally of units. Almost half of the men said that the quantity of alcohol they drank in the preceding week was typical of their weekly consumption. The effects were evident from 5-plus units a week upwards, but most apparent among those who drank 25 units or more every week. The researchers point out that the findings could be the result of reverse causation, whereby men with poorer quality sperm have an unhealthier lifestyle and behaviors to start with. But animal studies suggest that alcohol may have a direct impact on sperm quality, they say. Habitual drinking was associated with changes in reproductive hormone levels, although not as strongly as recent drinking, while abstinence was also linked to poor sperm quality. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our website at superhumanradio.com, where you can listen to Superhuman Radio live or listen to past shows in our archive section.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great fast-moving show planned for you. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by my good friend Adele Musa to perform a much-awaited Subversity Science Roundup. We'll be talking about a lot of different scientific stuff that you may see and hear about, but we'll get to the bottom of it when Adele is on the show. Then we're going to change it up at the top of the second hour. Dr. Jerry Mixon will be joining us to talk about one aspect of longevity medicine, supporting a healthy inflammatory response. And then, at the middle of the second hour, J. Clark Baird Esquire will join us to talk about who's responsible when labels lie. There's lots going on these days with label claims falling apart. So what do we do as consumers? We'll be talking about that in a little bit. But first, my good friend, my brother from another mother, none other than Adele Musa. How you doing, Adele?
I'm doing fine. Happy to be back on the show.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Been a long time. Yes, it has. And people always ask me, when are you going to have Adele back on the show? So there you go. He's here today. There's so much good stuff to talk about. If you just watch the mainstream media, there's never a lack of good topics to address. What's really high on your list right now of things that maybe drive you crazy?
Well, one of the things actually is the contemporary condemnation of salt. I actually found I get a couple of email updates from scientific journals, and a few minutes before the show, I got an update from Obesity, which is a well-read magazine about obesity issues, and again they try to point out how salt is also contributing to the obesity epidemic.
Right.
But the real problem is actually if you look at the products with where you find most of the dietary salt in, this is usually junk food. And just controlling for the total energy intake, which is what they did and therefore claimed to be able to isolate salt as the bad guy here, is really inaccurate and insufficient because it implies that it doesn't matter what you eat, and the only thing that would matter would be how much you eat.
Well, and it's funny because I know that you're way too busy producing blogs these days and teaching in school to actually catch all the episodes of Superhuman Radio, but on a casual Friday a couple months ago, I told a story about a guy named Bill who I always meet in the sauna at my gym. And his blood pressure has been going up steadily over the past 5 or 6 years. And he sits in the sauna for an hour a day, and we started talking about sodium intake. He says, well, I don't salt my foods. He says, I only eat low sodium. My doctor said that's the root cause of my blood pressure. And I said, you ought to try salting your food. And then I told him about how much salt you lose when you sweat. About 3 weeks later, I saw him in the sauna again. And he told me that because he listens to the show periodically, he told me he started salting his food and he started to not fear salt.
And he said his blood pressure dropped like 15 points in 2 weeks. And when his doctor saw that, he said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. He didn't tell his doctor that he had added sodium back into his diet because his doctor would have said, no, don't do that. Now, I just saw him again about a week ago. He's completely off blood pressure medication. All he did was add salt back into his diet. This is counterintuitive, isn't it?
Well, in a way it is, but if you chronically consume too little salt, your body will react and try to retain the little salt you consume by increasing aldosterone, and this is also what actually will increase the blood pressure. And obviously there are some people who are genetically disposed to develop higher blood pressures when they consume large amounts of salt. But in most healthy people, if you do an experiment and have them drink a glass full of salt, the blood pressure actually drops afterwards because they lose a lot of water in response to the salt load. So if you look at the big picture, it's not really the salt in itself, but rather the foods it's contained in, uh-huh. and the contribution of these foods to the metabolic syndrome that is the actual problem. Because I've made quite an interesting experience. If you look at, for example, a pizza you buy at the supermarket, it contains a huge amount of salt, but it still doesn't taste half as salty as if as a pizza you would make your on your own and put as much sodium on it.
So, do you think that we've learned that the taste of sugar elicits a response by the body even before the sugar hits the bloodstream? Do you think that there's a similar correlation between the taste of salt, so that when you get a lot of salt in a food that doesn't precede itself by tasting salty, the body doesn't respond the same way as if you tasted the salt and it knew it was coming?
Well, I think the main difference is actually that you eat too much salt because you can't control your salt intake if you don't taste it. If it's in the food and you are eating instead of on top of the food where you would actually feel or taste the salt intake, this makes a huge difference. So for somebody who's not consuming or is consuming only processed foods, it's really difficult to do what I usually say, to go by your taste, because some of the salt is more or less hidden in the foods. And there's also an interesting correlation between salt intake, or rather eating salty foods and eating sweet foods, because there have been several studies which show that when you've been consuming something salty, you usually and you are satiated already, the only thing that you can keep eating without being satiated is sweet stuff. And after a bar of chocolate, you will crave salt again. And so this is the perfect mix, like ice cream and pizza. And you change between the two and consume a whole bowl of ice cream and a couple of slices of pizza. You will eat more than you would eat if you just consumed one of the two.
Do you still feel that a good alternative to including sodium in your diet is sodium bicarbonate, to mix it in with a little water and just drink it down?
Not really as a salt of salt for sodium, because it's not a replacement for salt. Real salt contains sodium and chloride, and especially when you're working out, you need both, because both have an important role in muscle function. So sodium bicarbonate would go extra as a buffer you can use when you're training. But what most people actually don't know, and I've written an article about salt reduction recently, and I have to admit that I wasn't really sure, I didn't really know this before, is that salt or sodium actually functions as a buffer in the blood. So if you're training or working out hard, you produce lactic acid, and this will bind to sodium or other minerals. And when you don't have enough sodium in the blood, or you don't have enough sodium in your diet, and consequently not enough in your blood, the other minerals will have to do the job, and you will lose more magnesium and calcium while you're working out.
So is there a litmus test approach to making sure that you have enough sodium in your diet? Because it's different. Like for me, I train hard and I sauna at least 4 or 5 days a week. So I probably need more sodium in my diet, and I mean sodium chloride in my diet, than the average person, right?
Probably yes. I've seen studies reporting a loss of about 20 to 30 grams in football players during just one training session. A very intense session, though, but still. If you consider that the recommendation is, I think, 1.5 grams or so, people like this cannot cover their salt intake by following the recommendations. And actually, there is pretty good evidence that our taste for salt, which means if you salt something and you feel it's too salty, it's a good sign that you don't need additional salt. Well, while on the other hand, if you really put salt onto the foods, which is a prerequisite to actually taste it when you ingest the food, and you feel there's a need to add additional salt, it's usually actually correct that you need more salt.
Interesting. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more questions and topics to cover. We're talking with Adele Moussa. This is the Subversity Science Roundup. If you've never heard about Subversity, it's impossible. Everyone knows about Subversity. Even the most brilliant people over at the ISSN website read Adele Moussa's blog post. Go to subversity.com today. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code superhuman to receive 20% off your purchase today. Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. It's a great day here at the Superhuman Nation because we have Adele Musa with us during this first hour. Another thing that I know drives Adele crazy is the ultra-low carbohydrate diet. We may have to go to a phone line. We're getting a lot of feedback from me on this end. Can you hear me okay, Adele?
I'm sorry, but the audio on my side is not very good. You asked a question and you just made a comment.
I made a comment, but I think you can hear me now, maybe? No? Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play this music a little longer, and we're going to get Adele set up on a phone line. Sit tight, sit tight, sit tight. That's better. Okay, we have Adele Musa back. We're using a regular telephone line. The Skype connection just wasn't working. But anyway, another thing that I know is a pet peeve of yours is this. Well, it's actually a phenomenon that we see in every area of life. It's the overuse and extreme use of something that works until it doesn't work. And I know that you rail against the ultra-low-carb frantic approaches out there today, right? The high protein, low carb, stay away from carbs kind of agenda, right?
Yes, I think the main problem with people is that most of them, or most of the people who actually make this mistake, they come from the ultra low fat community, and now they are switching over to the ultra low carb diet, and they kick out both carbohydrates and fats. And this will necessarily yield problems. Maybe it works for 2 weeks or maybe even a month, but when you're living basically on just or nothing but protein, you are running into problems, especially if you're working out regularly. And on top of that, many people who do this actually still believe in the mantra of doing cardio workouts or hours of cardio every day. And when you're doing this, you really need something more than just protein to fuel your energy demands. And you end up really being, well, what people usually call adrenally fatigued, because your adrenals will have to push out cortisol all the time, which is necessary to actually convert the protein into glucose to fuel your cells.
Do you think the traditional body, we had a neuroscientist, I'm sorry, a neurosurgeon, who did a show recently with Ken O'Neill and I, Dr. Brett O'Brien, and he said that the bodybuilding diet is really the ideal diet for longevity and health, and most bodybuilders tend to have adequate amounts of protein, fats, and carbohydrates in every meal, but eating frequently small meals throughout the day. You think, in the end analysis, this is probably the most sensible approach to it?
Unless it's getting extreme, if it actually has the qualities you just described, I would say so. I think it's not really necessary to have 5 to 6 meals a day, especially for someone who's not working out twice a day. But in general, the idea of having balanced meals with both fats and carbohydrates in it has become, well, quite of a no-go. You either are on the high side of fat or on the high side of carbohydrates. But why don't you just eat balanced meals? If you look at the foods you usually combine to a meal, you will actually get carbohydrates and fats in your meals. And there's nothing bad about it because you need a certain amount of fats and you could argue you physiologically you don't need a certain amount of carbohydrates. But if you look at it from a mere physiological perspective, I think everybody who is not totally obese and insulin resistant can handle at least 150 grams of carbs per day. And you can go upwards if you're working out and spending the energy. I still maintain that someone who is overweight and has real weight problems and is maybe even sedentary and doesn't work out regularly, for him probably going low carb is a very good idea. at least for the time being, it takes to lose the belly, so to say.
Yeah, it does make sense. And what about the ketogenic diet? So, like everything else, the ketogenic diet became in vogue. We have people out there who are spending literally years trying to maintain ketosis. Is this dangerous? Is this wise? Are there some classes or groups of people that could benefit from this and others that don't?
I think there are certain pathologies where we actually know that it works. So some issues with the brain. There's obviously some benefit in terms of developing certain types of cancer, which appear to thrive on a high carbohydrate diet. On the other hand, in the labs, we already saw types of cancer who thrive on ketones. So I'm not quite sure whether this is going to pay out in the end. And also, you have to go to quite an amount of pain in order to stay in ketosis all the time. And I'm not really quite sure whether this is worth it. Because I don't think, or as you just said before, I don't think there's good evidence that a balanced diet is not the optimal health diet. And we simply don't have the long-term data on a large group of individuals, normal individuals, so to say, without any pathologies who are living on the or have been living on a ketogenic diet. I'm not saying that it's not possible to do this and to become to be healthy in your old, into your old age, but what would you want to risk it if this is not really necessary?
Well, and you know what, I proposed a supposition during an interview with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino that cancer undergoes evolution as well, and that if everybody goes to a ketosis type of a state, that cancer will learn to thrive in that. And you sent me that study while I was doing that interview showing a form of cancer that thrives on ketones. So
yes.
I think that we have to be careful. As humans, we tend to think if something is good, a lot more of it is better. This is never true. Except in the case of money, Omelican. But no, this is really never true. There is a sweet spot for everything. And you can't, and anytime you try to take the more is better approach, the body learns how to work around it.
Yeah, and what I personally feel is especially problematic with the ketogenic diet is that some people interpret it as a way or that it allows them to consume tons of high fat foods, because at least as long as it is high in fat, it can't be bad for you. But if you look at the food items they choose, they are all of a relatively low quality. So just with any just as it is with any diet, it's really not just the macronutrient content that counts. And I think that many people in the mainstream who are now jumping aboard don't really understand this.
Well, and the other thing that I wanted to mention was that we see this in every, as you pointed out too, you made reference to just now, we see this in every diet template. You know, we have vegetarians that assume that as long as they're not eating anything from an animal, they're doing fine and they're eating crap food. We see, vegans that do the same thing, that eat nothing but corn and grain and soy all day long and wonder why they develop diseases. You know, it's funny because it seems like everything we examine as humans comes back to show that moderation is the key and selectivity for quality is the key when it comes to diet. If you're eating good quality animal proteins, you're eating good quality carbohydrate sources, you're eating good quality fats, you're eating adequate amounts of each of these in every meal, this, in fact, may be the magic. But everybody's looking for one thing. No one likes that template because it's everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's boring. So
yeah, it's boring.
Because it's not extreme enough.
Yeah,
things are always exciting.
Yeah.
And I think one of the main problems actually for many people who have been trying to lose weight is that they are making the same mistake, which is exactly what you just described, that they are picking the wrong foods on each of the diets they do. And as it is with training, you usually see the greatest results when you switch from one program to the other. And it's not much different for dieting. And actually, I believe that it is a good idea to go on a ketogenic diet for a couple of weeks every year, to clear the bloodstream from whatever may have been accumulating. But to be so strict in terms of avoiding carbohydrates altogether, I'm not quite sure whether this is a good idea. I mean, we've already seen that avoiding fats altogether will lead to all sorts of hormonal problems.
Right.
And avoiding cholesterol altogether will be even worse. So I'm not quite sure even if carbohydrates are mechanistically or physiologically not an essential nutrient, there are interesting effects that carbohydrate intake has on our brain, especially on in terms of things that have a direct effect on our mood. So maybe you can even say that for some aspects of our physiology or maybe our brain chemistry, it's important to have glucose from time to time.
Yeah, I agree. And this leads me to something that I've been pondering that I want to talk about when we come back from the break. We're talking with Adel Moussa. His website is Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. No one, let me say it again, no one within the health and fitness, longevity, anti-aging, you name all those communities, no one puts out the quality of work and the quantity of content that Adel Moussa does. His dedication is unparalleled. Go to Supversity.com today. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cree alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Adele Moussa right now. Later in the show, Dr. Jerry Mixon for an installment of Longevity Medicine. And then J. Clark Baird to talk to us about label claims. Who do you blame when labels lie? Okay, so Adele, I've had this thought. It's just very recent, too. And I know that you never sugarcoat anything. And so I'm going to ask you this question. I've been thinking about proteins and more specifically amino acids, peptides, their role in cellular signaling and communication. And from a dietary standpoint, obtaining non-essential and conditionally essential amino acids from the diet or restricting them because of, let's say, a vegan diet is a dangerous thing. And the analogy that I came up with in my head was proteins, or let's say the component amino acids, are the words and vocabulary of communication for the body, and restricting whole words and whole sentences, if you will, allows you not to be able, or disallows you to communicate effectively. I mean, we talked about the reticulum. I can't think of the word now. Isn't that terrible? The cytoplasmic reticulum, I want to say. But anyway, we've talked about how proteins, amino acids are assembled so that they can communicate with other parts of the body, send signals to cells, and so on. If you restrict your protein intake, are you restricting the ability for these, the syntax of these amino acids to be assembled?
You certainly are, but actually I think that the amount that is really required for the signaling purpose is so low that even that most vegans are probably going to get this. There are a couple of interesting rodent studies which investigate what happens if you leave some of the essential amino acids out. And actually it is all related to, or most of it is related to either them being missing as a building block, or they are missing as a building block for signaling molecules. But actually another thing I would like to mention is that when you are restricting your protein intake, you are also restricting the effects the proteins in your food can actually have before they are disassembled. If you look at, for example, at whey protein, many of its beneficial functions are not due to its amino acid concentration and cannot be copied if you ingest the same amount of amino acids as a single amino acids, because when the protein, the different protein fractions from whey are digested, there are certain peptides that form, and those peptides have biological functions. For example, this satiety hormone, which is called GLP-1, which is also responsible for glucose control, it is actually released in response to the formation of those peptides in your gut after you ingest whey protein. And this is actually part of the reason why you can use a whey protein preload before a meal in a diabetic or insulin-resistant patient to reduce his or her postprandial insulin and glucose response.
Okay. So my hypothesis, this idea that I have, there is some minute validity to it. If you overly suppressed or excluded specific amino acids as a result of your protein selections, it could impair the signaling. That's for sure, right?
That's for sure, right.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, I mean, for a guy who just talks behind a microphone, I have some good thoughts once in a while. There you go. There's something else I want to talk about that is kind of humorous to me. You sent me a study that came out of the UK. that looked at steroid-tainted supplements. And when I did a quick review of it, they were actually looking at they were looking at designer steroids, right?
Yes, they were. When I originally spotted this study, I was pretty intrigued because you always hear these rumors about dietary supplements being spiked with steroids in order to give great results. And when I looked at the list they have there, all the items on the list are official designer steroids. And if you buy a product like this, you obviously expect it to contain steroids, right?
Right.
So actually, the scientists would have had to label their study. We confirmed that the steroid products on the UK market actually contain active steroid molecules.
Right, right. So in reality, what they did was they said potato soup actually contains potatoes. We can't believe it.
Basically, yes. So actually, they proved that the label claims were not wrong. Although you may argue, and this is also an interesting aspect, if you look at the exact results, many of the products they tested appear to contain DHEA only. But I suspect that if you test for certain drugs, you can only find what you're looking for.
Right.
And many of these designer steroids are structurally very similar to DHEA, or they are derivatives of DHEA. So I suppose that the assay the scientists used just said it was DHEA, although it's obviously possible that maybe DHEA is cheaper than the actual active ingredient the company wanted to use or labeled on the label, and therefore they used DHEA. But I actually rather suspect that this is a measuring error, so to say.
Yeah, because I remember Eric Potratz, when he had Primordial Performance, all those fantastic products he came out with at the end that I think the FDA ended up sequestering and shutting him down. They were all unique variations of DHEA and its metabolites.
Right.
So in an assay, that may just show up as DHEA, and that's it, right?
Yeah, and many of the other designer steroids are derivatives of DHT, and I think most of them showed up as a similar agent that is better known because this is what the scientists tested for. So I wouldn't give too much about the results of the study, but it's really ironic that testing supplements, quote unquote, which are actually supposed to be designer steroids, is made scandalous by the scientists who then point out that they would be tainted with steroids.
Right, they confirmed it.
Yeah, because I think everybody who wants to use this product should have the right to, at least as long as it is an informed decision and he knows about the consequences, it's his decision.
Right. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about what you're doing nowadays. You really have exploded on the scene. Everybody everywhere is reading your blog posts and extolling accolades about the quality of work that you do, and I want to know more about what's in the future for Adele Musa. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces is the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So, Adele, Your blog has exploded, literally. And I think it's funny because people probably look and go, oh, he's an overnight success. But most don't realize that you've been at this for so many years now, building your repertoire of work, reaching out to other communities with blog posts and so on. Even the who's who of the fitness and health community refer to you in their own writings from time to time now. It's amazing. What's the next step for you?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Recently, I've started writing as a guest post, so to say, for a German fitness magazine. Maybe I'm going to do something in German in the future. But actually, something else I have on mind is to go, I wouldn't say more mainstream, but rather to start a different project that is geared not to the experts. I must say that some of my articles are over the head of someone who is not in or has not been in the fitness community for some time, and maybe also not so interesting for people who are not really into physique improvements, but rather interested to lose a couple of pounds or maybe to become healthier. And this is something I've been talking about with a couple of people in the past. And it would be, well, maybe sort of an interactive tour, rather, with guides included, more than an information website.
Interesting. Now, your first love is physics. Did your love of physics and your formal education, and even to the degree that you are a physics professor, did that somehow contribute to you being better at what you do within the health and fitness and nutrition community than people who just came up through health, fitness, and nutrition?
I wouldn't say that it makes me better, but maybe I have a different stance on some of the things. Because I actually started out working on the website because I felt I wasn't satisfied with the way the advice was presented. And because much of it was just hearsay. And many things, when I started to research many of the givens, so to say, in the fitness and bodybuilding community, they turned out to be not rooted in science. And maybe this is specifically, or this is something that is typical of somebody who is a physicist, that I'm really interested in the actual data. And I think that one of my advantages, and actually probably the reason that some people think I'm a cyborg, is that I have been working with studies for years now, and I have developed quite an effective way of reading them and trying to filter out the important information and to leave out what is not important. And I think this makes it quite easy for me to keep up within your studies, and actually is also the reason why I have been able to write one article every day for the last 2.5 years, I think.
But you also, another thing that I notice is a great strength of yours is that your organizational skills. You obviously have a way of sorting, storing, and cataloging research. So when you find something that is interesting, you must store it in a way that when you find something that builds on it, you can easily find it. Because there's times where I'm on the air talking to a guest and you're emailing me studies in real time to develop questions for the guest. Your ability to put your hands on these things and catalog them and store them is impeccable. That's got to be another great strength of yours, that is just something that you do well. Or have you devised a specific approach to referencing and cataloging research?
I must admit I haven't, because actually Google does it for me. Google and my brain, because I think one of my strengths is actually to memorize things easily, and so I can remember that I read a study about whatever, and I can even remember maybe part of the title. So I just go online and get the study again. I have no archive on my hard drive here at home. The only thing I actually do is when I read the study and I think this would be worth an article, I file it in a special folder, which is called possible sources for articles in the future. Because sometimes when you want to write an article every day, sometimes you can't find something that is interesting. So these are the files that are stored there. But once I've written the article, I actually delete it. So when I listen to the show, I remember having read something about the topic you are just talking about, and then I go online and find the study.
Interesting. Yeah. And I have to admit that I have an impeccable memory as well. And that's what saved me a lot on this show, because I haven't had the ability to do the type of research I used to do when the show was new in preparation quite often. So a lot of times I'm putting my fingers on things as I'm talking to guests. So I can relate to that completely. I also think that your formal education in physics, you know, physics is a real science. Physics is like math. You know, every time you do 2 plus 2, it equals 4. It doesn't equal 4.2 one time and 4.7 another time. I think that your formal education in physics forces you, almost requires you, to have empirical information and data before you say something. And this is why I always said if I ever produced a radio show for you, it would be called On the Other Hand with Adele Musa.
Yes.
Because I can see how your brain works, or I can tell how your brain works because I can't see you, that sometimes you're saying something, and as the words are exiting, you're weighing it against something else, and then what most people do is they say something, and even if they're weighing it against something else, they think, oh, it's going to be too much work for me to go back and do on the other hand side of this, and they just forget about it, and they go, well, that's my position. But because you are... You were brought up through a true science, you know, physics. You're almost by yourself required to put the other side out there to weigh it out.
Yeah, interesting you say this, because actually I find that this is one of the things that really attracts me to medicine and to nutrition sciences, because in physics everything appears to be set. Okay, there are a few things we are still looking for. But many of the basics, it's really like math. There's something that is true and you can't discuss it. And there's no on the other hand. And this is actually what I really like about medicine and about nutrition sciences. I can learn something new every day, really.
Right.
And this is actually probably what really drives me. And I'm not writing these articles really, well, of course I'm writing them for people to read them, but I'm also writing them because it keeps me going and it keeps me trying to learn something new every day. And in the past weeks, there was no week where I didn't learn at least four new things that I found interesting about nutrition or exercise. And this is really exciting for me as well. And when I can share it and other people appreciate, this is the best experience you can have.
How is your personal training going? Are you getting into the gym often? I know you have a very, very busy school, a teaching schedule and then writing schedule and so on. Are you still getting into the gym with regularity?
Yes, actually, I'm training five times a week now, but only 30 minutes.
Okay, but you do a very high intensity for 30 minutes?
Well, high intensity strength training, and two times I'm doing something like spinning. Sometimes I'm also doing 1 hour spinning if I'm there with a friend, but otherwise just half an hour, and that's enough for me because I'm not resting so much. I'm not spending much time on rest, and okay, it's 30 minutes on the floor, so I have to get to the gym, but luckily I can bike there. It takes me 2 minutes from my home, so that's not really a problem. And actually, this is something I noticed when I first started to have this busy schedule. I thought, oh shit, you can't go you can't train at your usual time. You will have to go at a different time. And this is quite interesting because I have always been training earlier in the day, and now I'm going to the gym later in the day. And first of all, it was difficult to get accustomed to this. But now I really feel that I really appreciate actually to have those different training times, because sometimes it's really good at the end of an intense workday, for example, it's a really good thing to go to the gym and power yourself out. On the other hand, I'm always grateful when I get the chance to train early in the day, as I did it for years before. And having to restrict myself to maybe 30 minutes, sometimes I'm there 45 minutes or so, really made me selective as far as which exercises I do and how many of them. And I've also started changing exercises up. So I have a basic exercise like a bench press, for example, for the chest, and I add in one other exercise, for example, cable flies, or I'll do dips. And the next week, when I do dips in week one, I will do cable flies in the next. And this keeps the workouts interesting, and I think it also makes them more effective than doing all 10 chest exercises you can think of in one workout.
Yeah. We only have a couple minutes. Are you still logging over 20 kilometers a day on your bicycle to and from work and every place else?
No, not really.
No, not as much.
I think I'm maybe 10 kilometers per day, but not usually, because I'm biking everywhere. I don't have to go to work. I think it's maybe 4 kilometers each. So
right.
I think maybe I'm getting 10 kilometers every day, yes.
That's still good. That's still very, very good. Adele Musa, it's wonderful to watch how you've grown within the fitness, health, and longevity community with your writing, with your work, and the respect that you get, and it's all very, very well deserved. I've said it for a long time. There is nobody else out there doing what you do, and no one else could do it. You have a beautiful mind. His website is subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. If you can only go to one website a day, other than superhumanradio.com, it should be subversity.com. Adele, thanks for being on the air, and it's been too long. Let's see if we can't get you on at least once a month, okay?
We'll try. Thank you, Colin. Okay. Thanks for all you've done for me, because without your help, I think I wouldn't be where I am now.
Oh, that's sweet of you to say. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. We have one commercial break. That kind of softened me up a little bit. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio when I decided to order it, and 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Stem cell discovery could lead to better treatments for blindness. Scientists at the University of Southampton have discovered that a region on the front surface of the eye harbors special stem cells that could treat blinding eye conditions. This part of the eye is called the corneal limbus and is a narrow gap lying between the transparent cornea and white sclera. The research published in PLOS One showed that stem cells can be cultured from the corneal limbus in vitro. Under the correct culture conditions, these cells could be directed to behave like the cells needed to see light photoreceptor cells. The loss of photoreceptor cells causes irreversible blindness, and researchers hope that this discovery could lead to new treatment for conditions such as age-related macular degeneration. These cells are readily accessible, and they have surprising plasticity, which makes them an attractive cell source for future therapies. This would help avoid complications with rejection or contamination, because the cells taken from the eye would be returned to the same patient. More research is now needed to develop this approach before the cells are used in patients. Microbes in Central Park soil. If they can make it there, they can make it anywhere. Soil microbes that thrive in the deserts, rainforests, prairies, and forests of the world can also be found living beneath New York City's Central Park, according to a surprising new study led by Colorado State University and the University of Colorado Boulder. The research team analyzed 596 soil samples collected from across Central Park's 843 acres and discovered a stunning diversity of below-ground life, most of which had never been documented before. Only 8.5% to 16.2% of the organisms discovered in the park soils had been previously entered into the existing database that described microbial life. According to the study results published in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B, we found thousands of different organisms, and it was shocking how few have ever been described. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio when I decided to order it, and 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Moderate weekly intake linked to poorer sperm quality in healthy young men. The findings are based on 1,221 Danish men between the ages of 18 and 28, all of whom underwent medical examination to assess their fitness for military service, which is compulsory in Denmark, between 2008 and 2012. As part of their assessment, the military recruits were asked how much alcohol they drank in a week before the medical exam, or recent drinking, whether this was typical or habitual, and how often they binge drank, defined as more than 5 units in one sitting, and how many times they had been drunk in the preceding month. They were also invited to provide a semen sample to check on the quality of their sperm, and a blood sample to check on their levels of reproductive hormones. The analysis showed that after taking account of various influential factors, there was no strong link between sperm quality and either recent alcohol consumption or binge drinking in the preceding month. But drinking alcohol in the preceding week was linked to changes in reproductive hormone levels, with the effects increasingly more noticeable the higher the tally of units. Almost half of the men said that the quantity of alcohol they drank in the preceding week was typical of their weekly consumption.
The effects were evident from 5-plus units a week upwards, but most apparent among those who drank 25 units or more every week. The researchers point out that the findings could be the result of reverse causation, whereby men with poorer quality sperm have an unhealthier lifestyle and behaviors to start with. But animal studies suggest that alcohol may have a direct impact on sperm quality, they say. Habitual drinking was associated with changes in reproductive hormone levels, although not as strongly as recent drinking, while abstinence was also linked to poor sperm quality. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our website at superhumanradio.com, where you can listen to Superhuman Radio live or listen to past shows in our archive section.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax. It's the news.
You know, the first time I had Dr. Jerry Mixon on the show, I knew that he was going to be on the show again because he is one of us. He gets it. And he's back on for this episode of Longevity Medicine, supporting a healthy inflammatory response. How you doing, Dr. Mixon?
Well, as I keep saying, when the politicians find out how good I feel, they're going to find a way to tax it.
Yeah, that's the truth. Don't say it too loud.
Let's keep it a secret, shall we?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so, you know, inflammation is one of those buzzwords today that seems to get thrown to two different extremes, and quite often people fail to realize that inflammation is a necessary process in the body, but there's something in diseases of modernity that have a linkage to inflammation. So let's separate the wheat from the chaff for a second. What inflammation is good? What inflammation is bad?
Okay. Well, there's a concept of, it's basically called micro-damage or micro-trauma, that in order for tissues to have an incentive to heal and repair, they need some sort of stressor. And free radical formation and inflammation is part of that stressor process. If you lay on the couch and do nothing, your muscles don't get a stress. But most people know that if you really want to build some muscle mass, you need to go out and you need to stress those muscles. And that is going to trigger some free radical damage. It's going to trigger some inflammatory change. That's good. It's also, we've known for decades that people with arthritis, they're getting cartilage damage and degeneration in their joints. If they are sedentary, their arthritis actually proceeds to fall apart faster. Their cartilage dies quicker. But moderate exercise, getting out and using those inflamed arthritic joints, actually slows the damage because it helps to trigger the repair. On the other hand, you can overdo this process. And if you go from microtrauma to overt trauma, or you ramp up that inflammatory change to the point that you're getting chronic cortisol release, now you're accelerating the damage. So there's a sweet spot. You want a little inflammation, you don't want a lot of inflammation. We now know that more significant chronic inflammatory changes are part of the underlying pathophysiology that leads to virtually all cancers, heart attacks, strokes, dementia, diabetes, osteoarthritis, autoimmune diseases. So overdoing that inflammatory process is incredibly destructive to the human body.
And would you agree an example of an under response, or let's say a too little of an inflammatory response, is exemplified in soft tissue issues such as tennis elbow, and where the fascia of the muscle seems to suffer microtrauma, but because it's pretty much avascular, depending on blood flow and nutrients from around it, it doesn't ever get repaired. So one of the ways that some clinicians have found to heal that is quite counterintuitive, and that is to re-injure it through mesotherapy and also injections directly into the soft tissue, which says to the body, hey, you forgot about me. Here's inflammation. Come get me.
Sure. Although, you know, with tendon and ligament, you've got a tissue that heals much more slowly than bone. And so it doesn't take a lot of inflammation to overwhelm the healing process there. So, yeah, frequent injury, you know, tennis elbow, people that play golf, that play tennis, that even use repetitive motion injuries on the keyboard, the injury may be very minor, but it is more frequent than the body is up to healing.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, not enough causes problems. Too much causes problems.
Okay, so now is it possible to suppress chronic inflammation but not suppress the healthy inflammation that we need?
Yes. Yes, it is. And there's actually several different mechanisms involved. You've got some things that are produced in response to inflammation, such as tumor necrosis alpha, or tumor necrosis factor alpha, that causes cells to die more quickly and causes cartilage to erode faster, causes your nerve cells to die quicker. You got nuclear factor kappas. You got several inflammatory processes coming from the immune response that can be very destructive. And what we've got to do is to decrease this overproduction of inflammatory response without suppressing the body's ability to respond. You don't want to, for instance, use things such as steroids. You don't want to be injecting corticosteroids because they suppress all inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
They make the tendons and the ligaments weaker. They make the muscles weaker. They suppress your immune response. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatories are a little better because they do not suppress things so completely. The problem with those is that there's the high incidence of GI bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
We get about 120,000 to 140,000 hospital admissions per year, with 10 to 12,000 deaths from those.
That's astonishing.
Yeah, so I'm not a big fan of them, even though they're over-the-counter. 10 to 12,000 Americans dying every year from their non-steroidals scares the hell out of me.
Yes.
But there are some good, healthy, physiologic approaches to decreasing that inflammation and allowing the body to make the inflammation it needs, but suppressing the overproduction and the production of what are called resolvins, which then allow the body to make an inflammatory response, but then assist it in resolving the inflammation.
Interesting. You're the first person I've ever heard talk about resolvins. So it sounds to me like a lot of these different pathways, you know, the cyclooxygenase pathway, some of the tumor necrosis factor pathways, prostaglandin pathways, these are the pathways that typically most of these remedies, if you will, pharmacological remedies, seem to act through. And a lot of those pathways have secondary and tertiary negative effects that we don't like. As you pointed out with the over-the-counter NSAIDs, suppressing all cyclooxygenase is not a good thing. The lining of the stomach depends on it, and the intestines and so on. But resolvins, give me a little more background in resolvins. What are they? How do they work?
Okay. Well, the resolvins are actually things such as they're factors produced by the omega-3s.
Really?
DHA, EPA, sure. And they seem to be the primary pathway by which omega-3s decrease inflammation. they don't prevent inflammation as much as they actually enhance the body's ability to resolve the inflammation that's already there.
So if you think of inflammation as a process, in most of these instances, the process is only maybe 70% completed. The resolvins bring it to 100%, you're saying?
Precisely. You've got things such as the curcumin, the resveratrol. They help to prevent the production of the inflammation in the first place. The omega-3s, on the other hand, help you to accelerate the resolution of existing inflammation.
Oh.
And then, of course, my favorite kind of catalytic factor that I put in the stuff that my patients use is the icarin, which increases stem cell differentiation and allows you to heal and repair the damage more quickly and completely.
Interesting. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then I want to talk about the formulation that you created for your patients and also let my audience know how they can get it if they want to try it. We're talking right now with Dr. Jerry Mixon. We're talking about promoting healthy inflammation. It's very, very important. Inflammation is not the bad guy. It's the type of inflammation that determines whether or not it's okay or not okay for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Sherry has to say about Relief Factor.
Last year, I had my right and my left hip replaced. Everything went well with the surgery, but I was having pains in my thighs. I thought maybe this system might be helpful to me. So I ordered some, and kind of like a miracle, I don't have pain in my thighs at all anymore. And for anyone out there that has aches or pains from whatever exercise, surgery, they should give it a try because it worked for me and it will more than likely work for you too.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. If you're like me, at 56 years old, I still train extremely hard, and I reenact evolution every morning. I get out of bed, I look like a caveman, and as I move towards the bathroom, I straighten up and I stand erect. But it's a lot of aches and pains that I carry around with me. I try to ignore them, but maybe I don't have to ignore them anymore. Maybe I can make them go away and make my body work better. Obviously, obviously our body is better equipped to deal with inflammation when we're younger, huh?
Sure it is. But, you know, we also have less accumulated damage. And, you know, as you're aging, Carl, your anabolic hormone load is declining. And the anabolic hormones are those hormones that allow you to make lean tissue. And so you can grow and heal and repair lean tissue less and less efficiently as you age. And that's just a fact of life. And, of course, that's part of what our clinic is all about, is to help people even in their 50s, 60s, 70s to have the anabolic hormone load of a 25 to 30 year old.
Well, and I've been on HRT since 2007, so I am one of those people. But most of the people in my audience believe in HRT, the men and the women. But even with that, Dr. Mixon, even with that, I train extremely hard. I push my body to limits that I didn't push my body to when I was in my 20s, and I have aches and pains. Now, you created this product for your patients, but it works so well that you have now bottled it, right?
Yes, we're having other people purchase it now, and in fact we've come up, I think a pretty attractive offer. You know, we started this off, we sold a 60 packet box for $90 some, then we dropped it to $67, then we dropped it to $63, and now what we're offering is a 2 week pack that lets you start with 3 packets a day for the first week, because it takes more to suppress inflammation than it does to keep it suppressed. Then you drop to 2 packets a day, and that's that 2 week supply at that rate is $19.95.
Now, I want to mention something. That's a great deal, $19.95, but it's an even greater deal when you think about this. So people may look at you can go to the website Relief Factor, ReliefFactor.com, and there'll be a banner ad on Superhuman Radio very shortly. We're waiting for the graphics to come over to get this amazing $19.95 deal. And you may look at this label and go, wait a minute, I can buy this and I can buy that and I can buy this and I can buy that, but you really can't. Because Dr. Mixon is using in this formula is not something you can buy just anywhere. First thing I want to talk about is the fact that while it says fish oil, it's just because the omega-3s come from fish oil. This is purified fish oil. This is just the omega-3s, right?
Yes. It has almost no oil left. One of these capsules is equal to more than 3 1,000-milligram fish oil. So you take 2 packets a day, you're taking more than 6 standard 1,000-milligram fish oils, just in those 2 single little packets. And if you're taking 3 a day that first week to get things under control, that's more than 9,000 milligrams of fish oil in 3 little pills. So it's pretty concentrated.
Okay, now the next thing is that we've talked about on the show, and that is turmeric because of the curcumoids. We know how wonderful those are, but we've also talked about on the show the fact that turmeric and curcumin are almost completely not bioavailable, and such as companies are now making exclusively bioavailable forms of curcumin and turmeric. Well, guess what's in this? A highly bioavailable form of turmeric.
Yes, it's a lecithinized formulation that is both lipophilic and hydrophilic. It's absorbed far, far more efficiently than standard curcumin would be.
Yeah, it's liposomal turmeric is what it is. And we know what liposomal does. We've done shows exclusively on liposomal delivery as a vehicle. And especially in the area of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory, it allows the molecule trapped in the bubble of fat to pass through the cell wall unoxidized, so it doesn't have to be recycled once it's in there, and it's ready to go to work.
That's right. And then under the Icarin, which is often sold as a an aphrodisiac.
Really? I've got to get some of this, Dr. Mixon.
The common name would be horny goat weed. If horny goat weed is not an aphrodisiac, it should be just based on the name.
But
it's sold as a 3% solution, or a 3% concentration as an aphrodisiac, and we actually do one that is 700% more potent than what is sold as the aphrodisiac. So this is a really big hit of the Icarin. And the Icarin increases SIRT1 production, which I think many of your listeners know is associated with longevity in the animal studies. It also increases the production of stem cells, and critically important, it helps those stem cells to differentiate into their target tissues.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have overstressed yourself with your workouts, and you're trying to heal and repair that damage, the Icarin helps you to do that more efficiently.
And then the last thing that's in there that's really interesting to me, and I have to ask why, resveratrol, but this is a very, very highly standardized form of resveratrol. There's almost exclusively 70 milligrams of trans-resveratrol in here. Why resveratrol?
Well, resveratrol is a fascinating molecule. It interferes with nuclear factor kappa B. It suppresses inflammatory pathways by at least three different immunologic and direct interventions in the inflammatory pathway. But it's also a genetic stabilizer. It decreases the risk of mutations that lead to breast and prostate cancer, which I think is fascinating. It improves vascular function at the microcirculatory levels. So it's a potent anti-inflammatory, it's a SIRT1 activator, and it improves microcirculation and healing. And so we put all that together and said, you know, this is a really, really nice addition. I'm trying to approach the inflammatory pathway in multiple directions. So the resveratrol and the curcumin to decrease the production of inflammation by multiple pathways, the resolvins in the very, very high concentration of omega-3s to help you resolve inflammation faster, and then the Icarin along with the resveratrol to help you to heal and repair the damage that's already been done.
And a secondary perk or byproduct is your libido will probably go up for those guys out there, more importantly, but also You probably manage blood sugar better, because both intrinsically, when inflammation starts to drop, you have better cellular signaling. We've already talked about studies that show that inflammation may be causal to insulin resistance. But also, resveratrol has been shown to be as effective, if not more effective, than the gold standard metformin, milligram for milligram, for managing blood sugar.
That's right. Well, and it also, of course, because it's decreasing the inflammatory reaction, you decrease your cortisol production, and the cortisol is part of what raises your blood sugar and shifts your metabolism towards fat. So I'm trying to approach this from as many different paths as I possibly can. And, the 2 week supply at $19.95, I think is great. And then the box, if you move on and need your monthly supply, the box is now $49.95. And you figure it started off a year ago at nearly $100, and now it's $49.95, because as our production has increased, our costs have come down, and we've passed 100% of that on to our people.
If you go to the website relieffactor.com, you can get the 1995 2 week starter kit and see if you don't feel better. And if you do, this is a great opportunity. Try it. If it doesn't work for you, you don't have a lot of flesh in the game. But if it does work for you, then you'll want to order more. And then, of course, for those of you who are living in the Northwest, Dr. Mixon is available at his clinic, Longevity Medical Clinic, and the website is longevitymedicalclinic.com. Really, you've got to approach the whole body. This is something that mainstream medicine doesn't get. But hormonal panels, thyroids, and so on, these all can be achieved by visiting Dr. Mixon. Just go to the website, contact him, and make an arrangement to get assessed over there. Dr. Mixon, we're going to have you back on. Lots of good topics to follow because longevity medicine is what we're all about. Thanks for being on the show today.
You're welcome, sir. I'm delighted to be here.
Okay, talk to you soon. Go to relieffactor.com today. Try this product. I will be trying it, and I will be talking about it on future shows, I can promise you. I don't want to be a caveman in the morning any longer. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by J. Clark Baird, Esquire, to talk about label claims. Who's at fault when you've been lied to by your label? We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. I mistakenly referred to Dr. Brett Osborne as Dr. Brett O'Brien earlier in the show. I apologize. Dr. Brett Osborne, he is the neuroscientist, neurosurgeon who embraces physical culture that I referred to during Adele Moose's interview. Okay. J. Clark Baird is a different type of an attorney. He's not chasing ambulances. He's helping people who have been wrongfully accused of anabolic steroid use and trafficking. His website is steroidcriminallawyer.com, but he also represents some of the largest companies within the nutritional supplement industry. How you doing, Clark?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
Good. So, recently, a company that will remain unnamed during this interview snookered my audience by claiming that they had a protein powder that had 25 grams of protein in it and only a few grams of sugar. But then people started getting wise. It tasted too sweet. And so some people started sending their protein powder to labs like Chromadex, I want to say. Is that right? Chromadex? You know who they are?
I think that's a testing facility,
yeah.
Correct?
And it came back that the protein powder actually had only like 6 or 7 grams of protein, 17 or 20 grams of sugar. So basically, the label claims were misleading. That company has since reorganized, restructured, they buy a new product, blah, 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 and they just go on their merry way. Now, there's vast numbers of thousands of people out there in the world today that have been snookered, that didn't reach their weight loss requirements, they're pounding down this fantastic protein powder, getting fatter and fatter, and so on and so forth. What recourse do they have?
Well, I mean, there are legal remedies available to consumers. And there are different when you use the term like false or fraudulent labeling, there are different, I guess, types of categories under that umbrella. Because one is actual where a product is listed on the label, an ingredient is listed on the label, and it's not contained in that product.
Right.
And then you have another kind of a similar type. The way the FDA looks at it, similar is a label claim, which is where a label will make some claim in terms of utility or effectiveness or usage of the product that can be false or misleading. So these are basically deceptive marketing practices, false or fraudulent labeling, misleading consumers, and there are legal remedies. For example, this year, in September of 2014, the Vitamin Shop, which is, you know, you probably have heard of,
vitamin
supplement retailer, was sued in a class action in New York federal court because for misleading consumers about the effectiveness of its BodyTech protein supplements. And I think BodyTech is my understanding. BodyTech is their in-house brand for Vitamin Shop. And basically the issue was the labeling, the products and what they contained, what they claimed to contain in the label were not properly dosed. So they claimed that they had a digestive enzyme in some of their protein supplements that helped. I think it was aminogen, which is a well-known enzyme,
sure.
Well-known kind of supplement product that's used to help
assimilate the amino acids in the protein.
But yeah, correct. And apparently it didn't have the amounts of aminogen. I mean, this is allegations, okay? Please
right.
Understand. These are allegations in the class action. It's alleged that the products didn't contain the amount of aminogen that would actually be effective, because this is a perfect example of both types of the issue, which is the actual amount in of the ingredient and the labeling claims. So what they're saying is that Vitamin Shop made all these labeling claims about the aminogen and how the enzyme helps break down the proteins and how lactase, another enzyme, helps with protein digestion and absorption. the problem is that the amount of immunogen and lactase that they put in their products apparently was insufficient to actually do what the labeling claims would do, okay?
Right.
And also the issue that was raised in the complaint is that
it didn't have enough aminogen in it, right?
Enough aminogen, and also whether or not lactase and lactase did does what they says it what they said it did.
Right.
So there are.
Now, what happens? Okay, so in a case like that, that's a class action suit, right?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, so a bunch of people say, hey, I spent money. They provide some evidence that they bought the product. And the company what does what? If they lose, they have to repay all the money?
Well, there can be, depending upon, like, for instance, state or federal court, and under which, under what statute or even a regulation that they're being sued, you can have punitive damages if it shows that the company intentionally fraudulently misled consumers. There could be, you know, punitive damages. There could be, you know, damages in the amount of the purchase. There could be, you know, some products have been sold, you know, and obviously this doesn't have anything to do with the Vitamin Shoppe case, please understand, but there have been, you know, products that have been sold that caused physical, you know, health issues and injuries, and, you know, and those are sometimes included in class action suits. You know, similar to when they had the FinFin cases.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's a drug.
Yeah, and
that's a drug case. But again, it's the same type of model where you had consumers who were injured by the product, and, you know, so their medical damages were part of the damages claimed in the suit.
Okay, so here's my next question, right? You go after a pharmaceutical company, they got billions of dollars. You go after a supplement company, they don't have billions of dollars. So is the reason that we don't see more class action lawsuits against supplement companies because their liability insurance will be capped out at a couple million dollars and then the company just goes out of business and that's it?
I think that's definitely one issue. I mean, as an attorney, one of the things that you look at when you're considering doing something like a class action suit is what's called a complicated litigation. It's labeled complicated litigation in the federal court system, and because it's simply, as it says, complicated. And generally, class action suits are done on what we would call the contingent fee basis. So the lawyer doesn't get paid unless you get paid, as they say in the cheap car wreck commercials. And so what that means is, you know, and this is just the reality of the situation, as an attorney, when you're looking at, you know, taking on this lawsuit, which might, you know, cost
protracted years and
years, hundreds of thousands of dollars out of your pocket, and years before you might even make a penny on it, you have to look at, A, are there damages? B, is there liability? And then C, an important issue, is there collectability?
Okay.
And you collect.
Okay. I want to hold it right there.
Okay.
I want to raise another issue when we come back, and that is co-packers, which maybe if we go upstream a little further, there is collectability. We're talking right now with Superior Litigator J. Clark Baird. His website is steroidcriminallawyer.com. We're talking about label claims. Where does the liability fall? And what recourse do we have as consumers? I'm tired of getting snookered by companies who think, hey, by the time they figure it out, I'll have made millions of dollars and I'll be moving on. Are you upset about this too? Then stay tuned and listen.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Free Alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with attorney J. Clark Baird about label claims, what you can do as a consumer. His website is steroidcriminallawyer.com. If you have any problems in that area, he's the guy to go to. Okay, so a lot of people don't make their own supplements. A lot of people go to a co-packer, as it's called, a manufacturer who manufactures product. And I'm sure that a lot of these companies that are selling products that are made at a manufacturing plant will just pass the liability upstream and say, well, they said it had this in it. They said it had that in it. What about the co-packer? Can that liability transfer upstream?
Well, yes. I mean, Carl. This is a little bit more complicated of a situation, but I will use an example. It's not dead on here, but I think it's similar, and I think it provides us with some insight as to possibilities. There is a company that's known as Thermolife. You might have heard of them. They're well-known in the industry.
Sure.
And they had sued a couple of companies for a patent infringement for selling a product that Thermolife had claimed was a patented product that they had. They sued a a supplement company, and they sued a what I would call a, you know, the manufacturer.
Contract manufacturer.
Contract manufacturer, labeler, bottler company. And so what happened was is that the labeler, the contract manufacturer had included this patented product in the
supplement company's product. Right.
The supplement company wasn't aware that the manufacturer had not obtained permission from Thermalife, and so Thermalife sued both of them and obtained a judgment against both parties jointly. Then, so they were found joint and severally liable, which basically means equally liable under the law. And I think it would depend on, you know, if a manufacturer is GMP certified, then in my opinion, they're going to know exactly what is in that product. If that manufacturer is producing the label, which I think they will do, because I think this is where their liability comes in. Okay, then they should know exactly what's in the product and make sure that's reflected accurately on the label. Okay. Now, the claims as to the efficiency and effectiveness and utility of the product, the usages and whatnot, those would probably be definitely imputed to the actual seller, you know, the actual company, because that's whose product it actually is.
Well, and that was my next point. My next point is, look, I'm now for the first time ever making some supplements, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've already negotiated independent testing, because I know that the companies that I'm dealing with that are producing these products are on the up and up. They're legit, but everybody makes mistakes. And if I'm going to put it out there, I feel like the responsibility lies on my shoulders to make sure, since the words are leaving my mouth to my audience's ears, if I say, look, this has 4,000 IUs of vitamin D in it, it actually has more, slightly more for shelf life purposes. I want to know that for sure, that something didn't go wrong. Maybe the vitamin D we bought wasn't real. And I'm also working on some other nutritional products, and I've already negotiated with the co-packer. I says, okay, and we need a lab to independently test this batch to show that what you put in it is actually in there. So isn't there some form of responsibility on the company marketing it to make sure and hold accountable their contract manufacturer instead of just passing it upstream back to the contract manufacturer?
Yes. I mean, I think there is. I think that because ultimately they're the ones marketing and selling the product. And, you know, I mean, and let's just think about this in terms of good business operation. If it's my company's name on the label and I'm selling the product and it's my company's reputation, and let's suppose that I have a pre-workout product, okay, and I'm saying it has so many grams of creatine, so many grams of amino acids, so many grams of caffeine, et cetera, it's being entirely made, manufactured, bottled at the manufacturer, okay, my contract manufacturer.
Right.
And then they're shipping me the bottled, finished product, which I market, I retail, I wholesale, et cetera. Number one, if one of my customers, consumers, purchasers finds out that what I believe and say is on the label, because it's my name on the label, is not in there, then they're going to point to me, first of all. They're not going to look at the tiny print and see which contract manufacturer made that for me. It's going to affect my company's goodwill and reputation. It's going to affect my money, my business, I'm going to have to recall those products, for instance.
Right.
And then my business stops. Now, yes, a manufacturer has some, you know, is going to have to indemnify me in some form or fashion, whether it's replace all the products with properly made products or, you know, give me my money back or whatever, but that's still, you know, that can still be a three, you know, it might take 3 months for them to get a whole new batch of pre-workouts done and shipped to me. So So for 3 months, my company might sit dormant because of the issues with my contract manufacturer, which might have been dealt with more promptly if I had simply tested the batch when it came in.
And see, here's the way I look at it. I contract with the manufacturer, the contract manufacturing, to make a product. Let's say it's a vitamin C supplement, right? I'm paying for that product. There's a responsibility on my part to make sure I didn't get snookered, that it's really vitamin C in there, that there's really that much vitamin C, because I'm paying for that. So the first responsibility to find out if you're getting what you paid for starts with the company that's marketing it, and then, of course, the consumer as well. But I'm the consumer at that point in time, and I am buying from a contract manufacturer. I am the consumer at that point in time. I'm the not the end user, but I'm the consumer. I'm buying that based on them producing it. What person wouldn't want to know? Now, here's the other thing. I think a lot of companies out there don't want to know. They don't want to test it because they're getting the price that they want, and they feel like, look, what's that old saying? It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, or deniable, plausible deniability. Well, we didn't test it. We didn't know. In the meantime, you sold it for the past couple years.
Correct. And I mean, again, I don't think that, I don't think that, you know, you can simply pass the buck, so to speak.
Yeah. If you're selling a product, you have a responsibility, first and foremost, to make sure that what you're buying from the contract manufacturer is really what you think it is, and what you're selling is what you say it is. But as a consumer, if you've been taken advantage of by a company who lied to you about their label and didn't do due diligence to make sure what they were saying was true, then I believe that you should be able to sue them and the co-packer.
Oh,
the co-packer's got more money typically.
And I agree. I mean, I agree with you. And, you know, honestly, even if, like, let's suppose, you know, you could be sued as the, you know, as the retailer or whatever, or as, you know, as the company, you could be sued even if you were doing, you were checking batches and things like that. You could still get sued. I mean, you know, this is America, Carl. Anybody can sue anybody. You could be sued. Now, whether or not that might be a successful litigation is another thing, but, you know, obviously, you're still open to liability or potential liability when you're selling any product.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, just like when USP Labs had the issues when people were taking their pre-workout, the soldiers, you know, had their cardiac arrests and issues, and it was alleged that was the, you know, USP Labs pre-workout, and, you know, and I'm not saying it was, you know, that was the immediate allegation, you know, is that they found USP Labs products in the soldiers' lockers, and apparently some of the chemicals from the product might have been in their bloodstream or systems, so they just, you know, said, oh, it's jacked, you know, it had to have been jacked that caused this, you know,
yeah.
And I don't think that they could ever actually determine that, but again, when you sell a product in the market, you do obviously put yourself in a position where you can be found liable for some damages to a consumer, yeah. You know.
And do you think that attorneys should take more interest in looking at these lawsuits, if not necessarily just from the standpoint of financial remuneration, but shutting these companies down once and for all when they snooker consumers?
Well, yes, I agree.
Who's going to pay for it? That's the
thing. Well, you know, there are some some, like, you know, industry organizations that do that type of thing, you know, and also, I mean, you know, the FDA is very serious about false labeling claims, you know, especially now that I think a lot of the focus, you know, honestly has been on the fat loss products, you know, which are different than necessarily than sports supplements, but things like, you know, these starch blockers and, you know, just these different products you might see, like, in, for instance, even in your grocery store that are sold, you know, in a lot of different places, and they make claims of, you know, advanced dietary fat inhibitor and it blocks absorption of fat calories and things like that. You know, the FDA, you know, is very serious about monitoring dietary supplement industry, you know. And also, you know, I'll be honest with you, the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, also occasionally is involved in things like that. You know, there's the deer antler supplements, you know, that natural IGF deer antler products, and like colloidal gold. I don't know if you've ever heard of
colloidal silver, colloidal gold. Yeah.
Hey, colloidal silver.
Clark, we're at the end of this interview. I got to pull the plug on it. I want to remind people that if you are looking for an attorney that understands the ins and outs of the nutrition and supplement industry or the litigation side of anabolic steroid laws, go to steroidcriminallawyer.com for J. Clark Baird. Want to thank Adel Moussa. His website is Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. And then, of course, Dr. Jerry Mixon's special offer for Relief Factor for $19.95 for a two-week supply. Try it. I'm going to be trying it to see if I get rid of a lot of my age-old aches and pains. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Clark, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Carl, always a pleasure, my brother. Good
okay.
to hear.
Okay. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriState.